Hi, I'm Marcia. Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. The message today is not separated, lost. Romans 8:31-8:33. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. It says in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nothing and no one can separate you from God's love. But that doesn't mean you cannot be separated from Him based on how you live. Do not be confused with the two situations. God can love you. He can feel hurt that you have fallen into hell because of your choices. It is His desire that no one perish. People fall into hell every day because of the choices they make. The Lord will send people to you with a word, but that doesn't mean that we always accept what comes our way. This can occur with a one-on-one conversation, or it might happen through a sermon that you hear, or someone in a group may say something, and that pricks your heart, quickens your spirit. And it causes you to do a double take because what was said convicted your spirit. God has many ways to get our attention and to get the message to us. But He will not hold us down and force us to listen. Romans 8:31 asks the question, if God be with us, who can be against us? That scripture speaks truth. If God be with us, who can be against us? However, the key word here is if, I-F. We read scripture sometimes and grab a hold of it without further consideration, and we walk around claiming that. We don't consider what it means, what it really is saying to us. I challenge you to know what you are grabbing a hold of and what you are walking in when you read scripture. This is the best way and the sure way that you will not be deceived by anybody. No one preaching to you, no one teaching to you the word of God. It is a definite, sure way for God to speak to your heart as well. It is not my intention to ever mislead you. I would have to answer to God for that. It is my goal for you to take time out of your day and have conversations with the Lord, to make that contact with Him. When we desire in our heart to serve Him, let us also desire to serve Him as He wants us to serve, which is obedience to His word, not half-stepping and not making compromises along the way. When we make those compromises, it's like someone who works on a job that's not confined to an office, but they work out in the field all day. They work remotely somehow, some way, either driving around meeting clients or they work from their home. But they're not confined in an office where they are watched. This is the time when you should work an 8-hour shift, but instead you work 4. You take time to go shopping. You take time to go to the gym. Oh, and then there's a couple of more errands that you needed to take care of before the end of the day. And while you're at it, you just go home and relax, take a nap, because it's not the end of the day, so you don't have to get up and start working on dinner yet before your spouse and your children get home. So all in all, you've worked a 4-hour day, but your employer thinks you're putting in 8 hours. So you're sidestepping, you're half-stepping. It's dishonest, but you have no one looking over your shoulder. In this scenario, it is not an honest day's work of 8 hours. Instead of you doing what you were hired to do, you modify those rules to meet your needs, your wants, your desires. Your employer may not know this, and it may take a while for them to figure it out, if they ever do. But when you half-step in life and bend the rules of God or ignore them, He does know. He's not like your employer. He sees what you do and He knows. So when Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" We get excited and we say, "Yeah, if God is for us, who can be against us?" Then we get really happy and say, "Nothing can touch us." Well, all of that is true if, and I highlight the word if, God is with you. If He is not, you cannot claim that victory because it's not going to work in your favor. Romans 8:33, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies." The key word here is God's elect. Do you know what it means to be God's elect? Here's what it means. It means we have favor, those chosen by God to minister to the special needs of the believers. Those chosen for salvation or members of the kingdom of heaven, and who therefore enjoy His favor and lead a holy life in communion with Him. They are also called saints and Christian. Let me make it clear, that is not only for people who are called into ministry. It also goes for anyone who chooses to live a holy life for the Lord. It tells us in Romans 8:1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Walk after the Spirit of the Lord, following His word and not following your flesh. We all have followed our flesh in how we live and what we want. Following your flesh is a battle within itself. There will be many things that you will need to turn away from, that you will need to stop doing. It says in Job 1:9 through 11, "Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face." Job was a strong man of God. Satan told God that Job's loyalty was based on God's protection of him and the wealth that he had. God told Satan he could not kill Job, but he permitted Satan to test Job, and test he did. The test was very costly for Job, as he lost all of his children, his wealth, and Satan afflicted his body. Job remained faithful to God through it all, and at the end of Satan's turmoil in his life, God restored everything Job lost, his wealth, and he and his wife had more children, and his health was restored. Job walked by the Spirit before Satan came to attack. He remained faithful to God during the storm, and he came out of the storm still faithful to God. We have a hard time walking by the Spirit when we encounter an issue with another human being. So it's my hope that we can learn to stand strong spiritually before God at all times, remaining faithful to Him. There's not many people who will remain faithful to God during the storm. No matter how bad it is, we get upset and we tend to turn away. You can find Job's story in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 42, verse 17. Romans 8:35 to 8:39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing and no one can ever separate us from the love that God has for us. They do not have that kind of power to change how He feels about us. For this reason, He has called pastors and ministers, prophets and teachers, apostles and evangelists to go forward with His word and share it. It is up to us to share it in truth, according to the Spirit of God. We are not supposed to spread false doctrine and mislead you. It is our job to help lead you to salvation so you will not fail, so you will not fall into hell eternal. It is up to you to accept what God gives to those who wish to live in eternity with Him, and that is salvation, opposed to eternal damnation. Nothing can separate the love that God has for us, but you can separate yourself from God eternally by the choices you make. My closing prayer. Lord, I pray for each of us to invest time with You and pray for understanding of Your word. I pray our spirit be quickened by You to false teachers. Lead us in the way of eternity with You. May we take the time to pray for understanding over Your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'll say, King Jesus will.